Delaware lawmakers will hold a special session this afternoon to address high tax bills. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
In 2020, a court ordered Delaware counties to conduct statewide property assessments as part of a lawsuit about equity in public school funding. No county had conducted one since the 1980s. As a result of that reassessment, some Newcastle County homeowners have seen their taxes rise by hundreds or thousands of dollars. Sussex County bills go out later this month. After public outcry over soaring tax bills, lawmakers have scheduled a rare special session to address those concerns. Lawmakers filed more than a dozen bills, but just a few are listed on today's agenda for the House and Senate. They say the special session will last just one day. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
The Pennsylvania State House has approved a funding bill that would prevent SEPTA from cutting service on August 24th, but lawmakers have been here before. It is the fifth time the House has approved funding for SEPTA. State Representative Sean Dougherty says he believes this bill has what the Senate has been asking for.
This is a bill that not only funds mass transit throughout the Commonwealth, but it also provides for funding for roads and bridges in our rural communities in the state as well. So this does numerous things, such as, you know, funds transit without raising taxes, provides the most significant transit funding increase in over 10 years.
While waiting for the Senate to act in Pennsylvania, SEPTA continues to prepare for major service cuts. Senate Majority Leader Joe Pittman has not disclosed what exactly the Senate could consider when they convene today, but he has said in part, quote, they will consider options to address the consequences of a budget impasse, end quote. Transit agency leaders are hopeful the funding can be approved. The Philly Fringe Festival starts in a few weeks, and a last-minute venue has been added to the lineup. It is the former Macy's at the Wanamaker Building. In March, Macy's left its sprawling Center City location, which has been empty ever since. Fringe CEO Nell Bong Jensen says the Bearded Ladies Cabaret will take over Greek Hall on the third floor of the Wanamaker Building to stage a series of queer-centered performances called The Layaway. The Layaway will be performed on three consecutive weekends from September 13th to the 28th. Checking sports and weather, the Phillies, they did great. They came from behind, clawed back, and beat the Reds last night 4-1. Game two of that three-game set is all set to take place this evening at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Ranger Suarez starts for the Phils and Brady Singer on the mound for the Reds. Our Philadelphia forecast, some clouds this morning and then more breaks from those clouds later on this afternoon. 75 right now in Philly will reach a high of 91 in the city.